Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Throwing away the time.
Hello, Stevie Dan bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is also right there on the homepage. Everything that we have, 60,000 pieces of information from things you can read or in 5 seconds to things you can listen to in anywhere from 1 minute to 15 minutes. We got right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that John Warlow has deposited with us. Over the years, John's the author of the second edition now of Built to Sell. This one is about creating a business that you can thrive with, that can thrive without you, I should say. John, congratulations again. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for joining us all the way from the south of France. John, recently we polled my audience on the website and in our newsletter and asked them about retirement. And we found that 40% were funding a separate retirement plan outside the business. 60% either didn't have a retirement plan, couldn't fund it, or were expecting the business to be responsible for their retirement. Now, that 60% needs to read your book.
Yeah, but it's not uncommon, right? I mean, you pour everything back into the business to make it thrive, and so, you know, the fact that you don't have a lot of money outside the business is pretty common, but it does underscore the need to build your company up so that there is value there when you are ready to sell it.
Well, you know, as I said, look at the people who you and I talked to about earlier that said, I don't want to sell my business. It's not for sale. I love my business. What would I do without my business? Well, one of these days, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now, you may change your mind. You may get sick. You may say, you know, I guess maybe I should retire or whatever. You know, you can't run your business into the ground. You've got to continue to be making it where it could be viable, as you say in your second edition, without you somehow. That should be part of your plan, even if you love your business, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for me, I've started to think of life in these sort of 10-year chunks. For me, that feels right. 10 years is enough time to get a business, you know, up and running, to get through all the kind of growing pains of the early years, get a management team in place. And by the time 10 years comes up, frankly, Jim, my best days in the business are over. You know, I like the injecting of the energy, the fun, the newness, but after 10 years, boy, it becomes a little rote and predictable for me. So for me, that's the right amount of time. Everybody's got a different time frame.
What's your special sauce, John?
You know, one of the things that I think is so important to make your business sellable is recurring revenue. And this is really the revenue that comes in from your customers without you having to initiate a new sale.
If you have a restaurant, every time you open the doors, there's a line.
There's a line.
If you're business to business, you've got contracts, maybe long-term contracts.
You've got long-term contracts. Those are the kinds of things that an acquirer will look at that makes it valuable. Not only do acquirers care about that, if you've got recurring revenue, it makes it so much easier to sleep at night. If you know, to use your example, Jim, if you know that when you open the doors to your restaurant the next morning, there's going to be a lineup out the door, gosh, that makes it so much easier to go to bed at night knowing that you've got some kind of revenue in the door. I found there's sort of six forms of reoccurring revenue. There's, and they kind of, I'll give them to you quickly from kind of the bottom up to the top in terms of least valuable to most valuable. Least valuable are things like consumables, so shampoo. We buy it every month. We become loyal to a brand.
Right.
Great. You know, when you make an investment in a platform, like you buy a razor blade, you're more likely to buy the blades that fit those razors.
Right.
That's a consumable on a closed platform. Contracts is another one way up the line. Subscription revenue is also important.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we buy subscriptions like magazines. Magazine companies know they reoccur. Even things like membership clubs. You know, I love red wine. I drink red wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of a red wine club where they send me a new bottle of wine every month, but I've paid them in advance for the year's worth of subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like that where you can see well into the future the revenue of your company.
And these are products, folks, that you wrap around your products. And you, every small business owner can do what you just said, John. I don't care what business you're in. Every small business can develop that subscription idea or I call it a product wrapped around a product.
I'll give you an example, real quick example.
Okay.
A guy up in Whistler, BC is a snowboard teacher. He teaches snowboarding. He figured he wanted a way to make, you know, scale himself up, get some recurring revenue. He started to create a subscription of YouTube videos of how to do the latest tricks
right.
on the ski hill. People subscribe, and he sends them a new trick on YouTube once a month. He's now on vacation for 5 months in Thailand with his fiance.
Yeah.
Because he's got the subscription revenue happening.
And folks, that's a pretty sexy example. But folks,
yeah.
down here on sort of plain Jane Main Street America, or Main Street wherever, France or BC, British Columbia, on Main Street, these things work too. It doesn't have to be that kind of sex appeal to work. Hey, John, we got a lot more to talk about. We need to get you back again a little more often. Can you come back? Can you do that for us?
It would be my pleasure.
The book is called, the second edition, folks, of Built to Sell, is Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, and it's just now out. We're launching it today, right, John?
That's right.
Give us
First
a website.
Day on the market.
Give us a website.
Built to sell.com.
Built to sell.com. Hey, John, come back in real soon, and have a bottle of Russia for me over there today.
Good deal. We'll
do. See you later. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.